الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال تعالى: قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world for a very, very short space of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us into this world to work our fingers to the bone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world with a specific purpose, with a specific object. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by way of question, asks us, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you for a moment think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking this question, that we have created you without any purpose, abatha, without any purpose? But before continuing, as per the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh, Zard Arif Billah, Rumiya Waqt, Tabriz Zamana, Hakim Ummat, Mujaddid of our Zamana, wallahi, it came on the tongue a few days ago when I was given this very onerous task of introducing our Hazrat, and I could think of nothing. Because we haven't recognized, we don't know who we have amongst us. And this word came on the tongue, Allah put it, that if there be a galaxy of ulama regarding some matter, I've seen it, and wallah, Allah made it so apparent again during the week, during course of the week, we're a galaxy of ulama, but eventually, what is the opinion of this person? We have that noble personality amongst us. Nevertheless, as per his teachings, that before any talk proper, always make muzakara of one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, in line with the same question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses, that have we created you without any purpose? The purpose of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that if it wasn't for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we wouldn't have created the entire universe, this entire system. So the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is what is going to bring us success. Every person is looking for success. Every person is looking that I must be successful. Some person thinks that his success is in a big house. Another person thinks that his success is in having a big family. Another person may think his success is in sports. Another person may think his success is in politics. Another person may think his success is in something else, whatever the case may be. That success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what is success. That success is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever will bring forth a way of life other than deen. We're sitting again in the company of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib Muftizul Ali, and he asked us that, translate, Muftizab. Everybody say Muftizab. What are we Muftizab? Nothing. Translate, who translates to translate this ayat? Mawlana, some other Mawlana's in the Al-Qur'an Majlis translated. We all translated it in the same way as we say, that whoever will bring forth a deen besides the deen of Islam, won't be accepted from him. Hazrat, in his beautiful way, smiled and said, if somebody asks you regarding something, that what is a cat? And you say a cat is a cat, then you haven't explained anything. So if you are saying that you bring forward a deen besides the deen, then you haven't explained what is deen. Deen is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever is going to bring forward a way of life other than the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not going to be accepted from him. And anything that we do in life, either, there's only two ways of doing it. Either we do it in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we do it in any other way. If it is done in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then even necessities of life will be written in a person's book of deeds as worship and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nobody who can say that from the time I was born, I never slept. And I didn't need to sleep. And I don't need to sleep. Sleep is a necessity of life. You have to sleep. In fact, one third of a person's life at least goes away in sleeping. A person lives for 60 years, sleeps 6 to 8 hours every day. Put all those 6 to 8 hours of life together of every day. Comes to about 20, 25 years. One third of his life went in sleeping. Nobody can say that I don't need to sleep. As nobody can say that I don't need to eat. Eating is a necessity of life. You have to eat. Twice a day, three times a day. And here in South Africa we say, ah, fari kha, come and dwell and eat. We only know how to, we love to eat. So how much of our time goes in eating? It's a necessity of life. You have to do it. You have to complete it. But if we do it in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yesterday in Masjid Nur in Actonville, after Fajr Salah, the Imam Sahib was reading the Kitab, Sublime Character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after a summary of the different topics and different aspects of what a person should do before going to sleep, he just read the entire summary, and there were about 30 to 35 points, reading Surah Al-Mulk, dusting the bed, etc., all these things, putting surma, all after reading about each one, for the past few weeks, yesterday he just mentioned the summary. And within just 15, about 10 or 15 minutes, a person can practice on so many sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many things. And all this can now be termed, it can be written in a person's book of deeds, as if it was in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time mentioning the virtue of a person having relations with the spouse, and the sahaba asked that, if we complete our desires, we complete our needs, are we going to be rewarded for that as well? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wisdom and his fatherly memory, how he taught, he says, oh my sahaba, if this person had to complete his desires in a haram way, wouldn't he have been punished? He said, definitely would have been punished. So if he completes in a halal way, Allah is Allah, won't he reward him? So this is how Allah, anything that we do, either we do it how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, or we do it in some other way. Rather we do it, we try and learn the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is the most beautiful way, the most easy way. That in the sunnah and the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is every type of benefit that a person can think of. There's spiritual benefit, which we all know. There's physical benefits, there's psychological benefits, there's economical benefits, there's financial benefits. There's every type of benefit that a person can think of. The last sunnah that we heard from our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Baddazil Ali was that one of reading the Witr Salah. And Hazrat mentioned that these are all technical terms in amongst the fuqaha, what is farb, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, what is wajib. But in its being obligatory, like the farb of Isha is obligatory upon a person, the Witr Salah is also obligatory. And then Hazrat beautifully mentioned that in the three rakats of the Witr Salah, our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to read Surah Al-A'la, Sabbih isma Rabbika Al-A'la in the first rakat, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun in the second rakat, and Qul Huwa Allah in the third rakat. There were other instances where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas, etc. Our illustrious Shaykh Muddizul Ali has taught us and said that let us not get into the habit of just confining ourselves to the shortest surahs, Wal Asr Inna Atayna Qul Huwa Allah. Let us read these surahs with the intention that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us sometimes, and then Hazrat even mentioned that the time for Witr Salah is as soon as a person finishes his farad of the Isha Salah, now the time of Witr has started and remains till the end of the night, that is till Subah Sadiq. And the best time for a person who's got conviction that he will wake up in the morning is for him to read his Witr at that time. In Ramadan Sharif, you read the Witr with Jamaat, that be on its place. But that person who knows that he is going to wake up in the latter part of the night, then he should read his Witr Salah at that time. Otherwise, if you fear that you are not going to, then the last Salah of the night should be the Witr. Let us, like my son just mentioned now, you can read Surah Salah to Tawbah, Salah to Shukr, Salah to Tahajjud, whatever, and make the last Salah of the night the Witr Salah. So much that for the Sunnah. We are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now by way of question is asking us that, do you think we've created you just without any purpose? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions why Allah created us. Says that we have created man and jinn only with the purpose that they should worship me. And worship here means that we should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the majalis, Hazrat Mufala mentioned so beautifully, said, person looks at a beautiful sunrise. And you see the sun rising, the different colors in the sky, the clouds, how they formed. And such a beautiful, breathtaking scene. You say a breathtaking scene. One person is that person who is going to just see that breathtaking scene. And one person is going to be that person who is going to see Allah. A baby is born in the house. One person is going to see this baby. Oh, so beautiful. I feel like eating this child up. Look at the cheeks. Look at the mouth. Look at the lips. Look at the finger. And one person is going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person is going to be sitting and eating his food. He's going to be eating his meal, and what a beautiful meal now. We're going to eat whatever is on the menu. We're going to eat and we're going to enjoy. One person is, oh, wow, that biryani was so nice. Or whatever it was. And one person is going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in everything we do, this Allah did not send us here to work our fingers to the bone. Allah says that, halata ala al-insan hinu min al-dahr. Doesn't it dawn upon a person? Doesn't a person think of that time when he was a non-entity? When he was nothing. Even the parents didn't know that he's going to be conceived, he's going to be born, he's going to come into the world. Even the parents didn't know. He himself didn't know, the parents didn't know, nobody knew. Doesn't that person, don't you think about that time? فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We gave you the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing. We made you a human being. And amongst the things that Hazrat Allah teaches us on a daily basis, that we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you make shukr, if you show gratitude, you show gratefulness, you show thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you appreciate the bounty, Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. With emphasis upon emphasis in one word, stressing the importance of that, most certainly, undoubtedly, without a shadow of doubt, definitely, I will increase my bounty upon you. So don't you think about the time when you were nothing. Allah gave you all these faculties. Why did Allah give you? Allah says, Allah akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. Allah gave you birth from the wombs of your mothers. And then He gave you the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, the faculty of speaking. He made you an insan. So Hazrat Allah is saying that amongst the things that we should be thankful for on a daily basis is, oh Allah, you gave us wujud, you gave us existence. More than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you made us insan. I wasn't worthy of it. If you wanted to, you could make me a snake. You could make me a swine. You could make me a fish. You could make me a bird. You could make me a rat. You could have made me a rock. You could have made me a blade of God. Whatever. But in your infinite mercy and in your infinite wisdom, you made me insan. Now Allah is speaking about this, that we made you, we gave you this birth from your wombs of your mothers. Don't you think about the time when you were absolutely nothing? We gave you all these faculties for what? We gave it to you to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Hazrat Allah says, so many a time you hear a person sing, when I was so busy today, I didn't even have time to answer the phone. I didn't have time to have lunch. I didn't have time to go to the toilet. Then what are you working for? A person works to have a comfortable life. A comfortable, you don't have time to eat. You don't have time to talk to the answer. You don't have time to speak to your family. You don't have time to visit. Then what are you working for? So this is not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. Allah is mentioning all these things that we gave you birth, we gave you existence, we made you insan. All these things, we gave you this faculty, that faculty, these are our bounties upon you. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so that you can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the object, this is the prime reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. This faculty of intellect, this faculty of thinking, this faculty of understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. That for you, for the people of intellect, there are many signs. One is, myself, I will be Quran Sharif, read from Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah Al-Nas, finish. Surah Allah, let him start again. Now, Hazrat Allah reads, what oceans of knowledge come about. So people of intellect, for them there are many, many signs in it. There are many signs. Allah speaks about those people who got it. We gave you all his faculties so that you can become people of intelligence. You can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must ask somebody here, that who is a successful person? Malala. That man has got 7 factories, you know, 5,000 people working for him. He drives this kind of car and every month he's gone for Umrah and now he's gone for Hajj and then he's gone for holidays. That man is a successful person. Another person will see success in something else like you just said just now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says The people of intellect are those people who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. When we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me amongst those, and make us all amongst those, if we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfill the object of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here. That we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in the changing of the seasons, in the coming of the night, in the coming of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about all these signs. Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the signs, wa ayatul lahum al-ardul mayta, the dead earth, how we made a sprout come out of it. That, who is it? There's no hammer and chisel. If we want to put one nail into the wall, if the nail wall is of the proper strong concrete, you need a drill and you need equipment before you can put a nail or a screw into that wall. It's dry, barren earth, which was so hard we walked on it. You wanted to build on it, you needed a pick and a shovel to dig the foundation. From that ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a sprout come out. And how soft is this sprout? It is so soft that you can just bend it like that with a finger. If you tramp it, it's going to get destroyed. Without a hammer, without a chisel, without anything. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it come out? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the signs. The sun, the moon, how they travel on their orbits and the axes and the galaxy and all these things. In Surah Al-Nahl, in the 14th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about so many signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that He gave you shelter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how He made the use of leather, etc. All these things, these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the teaching again of our illustrious Shaykh, the ayat, a sign. What is a sign? A sign is something that is going to lead you to your destination. Person wants to go to Cape Town, is going to follow the signs to Cape Town. Wants to go to Durban, is going to follow the signs to Durban. A sign is a thing which is going to lead you to your destination. So when Allah is speaking about all these signs, shows that our destination is Allah. Jannah on its place, Sar-Ankhopar. These are the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants, He can create another billion and trillions of jannats. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, e shakar khushtar ya ke aake shakar saadat. Is the sugar sweeter or the being who puts sweetness into sugar? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created the jannah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made everything in the dunya. Innakum khuliqtum lil akhir. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa innakum khuliqtum lil akhir. Then most certainly this dunya, whatever, all this entire system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that these are the signs to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah made it for our benefit. Everything for our benefit. And us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us for akhirat, that we should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should build that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only get if we stay in the company of the pious. And if we stay in the company of those who have already got this bond. Those who are already immersed in it. Like our Parnazar Shaykh, Hazrat Mullah Abdul Ghani Phulburi Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that, Gosht milega, gosht walo se. Kapra milega, kapre walo se. Dood milega, dood walo se. Or Allah milega, Allah walo se. That if you want meat, you'll have to go to a butcher, a person who deals in that. You want fabric, material, you have to go to that shop. You want milk, you'll have to go to the dairy. People who buy and sell milk. And if you want Allah, then you'll get it from Allah. The person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is telling us that the intelligent person is that person who fulfills this function, who ponders in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may be reclining on his bed, and Allah speaks of it in that same ayat. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. That whether they are standing, whether they are sitting, whether they are reclining, they ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here. So that is the question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala posed there. That doesn't it dawn upon a person when he has nothing? And then Allah says when he has nothing, we gave him existence, we gave him all his faculties. Why did we give you this? Now the person is just going to give and give. Today he's going to bring a chocolate home. Tomorrow he's going to bring something else. Then he's going to say a few words of love. Whatever the case may be. Like that, when a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now to wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, it's winter, we've got load shedding, the water is not hot, and the guy can't even find his way, he can't find his sandals, it is dark, whatever. But it's just a pleasure, because I'm now going to be worshipping the one who has given me everything. Now when the person puts a morsel of food in the mouth, or that love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it. Now when a person stands up and read two rakats of salah, now he'll realize, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى, as if I am seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can't that, then at least Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me. This will come because a person has recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the recognition, now love has settled into the heart. Now when love has settled into the heart, now to practice upon deen will only be a pleasure and a pleasure and a pleasure. It will no more be difficult. And as we always say, that what did we know? And up till now, what do I know about what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We learned kitabs, we learned whatever, huh? But when we came into the company of our share, now Qurban is something else. Now to read two rakats of salah is something else, Anwarul Salah, whatever the case may be. I never took any lesson, but the little that I've got has made a world of a difference. Now when a person gives up a charity, you don't think that you are doing a favor to anybody else, you think that is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave you tawfiq of doing it. Now when the Ramadan Sharif will come and you will keep your fast, you won't think that, oh, it is a great thing that I'm doing. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he raises the foundations of Kaaba Sharif. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Neither way, if it was me, I would have been banging, I would be beating a drum around the whole world. I did this, I did that. You know, me, I teach in madrasa. Me, I go out in the path of Allah. I go to Khanka every week, and I do relief work, and I work for this charitable organization. And our sheikh says, let it not be that we are doing all our work on the computer, and then we press the button to print, and we went to the printer, and we found that everything was blank. There was no toner. There was no ink. This is the tasawwuf. That will come on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the three people who have been brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the alim, the person who had a lot of knowledge, the martyr who gave his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous person who spent his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what did you bring forward? Allah, day and night I spent in learning and teaching your deen, propagating your deen. Yes, I know you did that, but you didn't do it for me. You're working for Abdul Razak, and you're looking for your salary from Abdul Mateen. You're working for somebody else, you're looking for your salary somewhere else. You work so that people may say that you are so learned, you are such a great alim, you are this, you are that. What you wanted, you got. Now there's nothing else. Now by me, there's no, oh, Farishta, in a humiliating way, in a disgraceful manner, Allah save us, drag him on his face headlong in the fire of Jahannam. The matter, oh Allah, whole life I fought in your path. Allah kalimatullah, that I must raise the word of your deen, I must raise your kalam, I must propagate the deen throughout the world. I gave my life, I paid the ultimate price. And here again we should realize that Janbi di usiki. That even if we gave our life, the life was given by Allah. So anyway, Allah gave, I did all this. Yes, yes, I know you did it. But you didn't do it for me. You did it for somebody else. You wanted people to speak that you were so brave, you were so like this, you were so like that, you did this, you did that. And what you wanted, you got. Now what else are you expecting? Drag him into the fire of Jahannam. The third person, I spent all my wealth in it. Yes, you wanted people to speak that you were generous. So that is why you did it. What you wanted, you got. So that ikhlas will get here in the company of Ahlullah. If a person does not make his islah, then you'll make halal into haram. Then three talaqs will come into one, and one will become three, and there will be no difference between us and Christians, that the Trinity is one, and one is three, and three is one, and all our mathematics and everything will go below the surface, then we'll forget everything. Why Islah was not made? All that we will get in the company of Jahlullah. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam raises those foundations of the Kaaba Sharif. And as I said, we didn't have the class, we would be beating a drum around the world that I did this and I did that. And in a very sly and stealthy manner, we won't open it, but we want praise for whatever we did. We want people to know. How was my bayan? Hey, I conducted the majlis in this way, you know. I did this, you know. When I teach your children, you must see how they learn. We want praise for it. Why Islam is not made? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah, you accept. Tuba alina. Allah, forgive us. Our tawbah, for doing a good action. We did nothing. We want to praise, raising Kaaba Sharif. Allah, with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, oh Allah, we haven't fulfilled the right of it. Now this, when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, then we have realized that we haven't fulfilled the right of what we have. All this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will get in the company of the Ahlullah. That we will get when we will come here. Then we will become a refined person. Then we'll become rijal. I always learned it from Abdul Rahman Sahib, who mentions it many a time. The Sahaba Ikram were called rijal. They were called men. Why? We are all men. We all got 2 feet, we all got 2 hands, we all got 2 eyes, we all got the features and whatever of a human being. Why does Allah call them men? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to the test. And what tests did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to? That وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. That the heart, like how we say, I was so scared. My heart, we're driving on the highway, and just by, we say we just got saved by an inch. My heart came into my mouth. I just swerved the steering and got saved from an accident. This happened or that happened. I was so scared. The man pointed the gun. But how Allah said, my heart was in my mouth. Like that they had to fight, dig the trenches, fight the kuffar, the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud. What tests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through? That migrate from Makkah Sharif, leave everything and go to a foreign place and live there. All this, what type of tests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to? Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهِ. That those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. He tested their hearts with regard to taqwa, etc. And this taqwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it profusely in Quran Sharif. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the results. That their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they had, that رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. It led them to lead such lives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased with them. They were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were people, then Allah says, Rijal, they were such people. When they became Rijal, لا تلهيهم تجارتو ولا بيعن عن ذكر الله. Now nothing stopped them, nothing could fool them, nothing could keep them away, nothing could deceive them, not business, not transactions, nothing. Nothing could deceive them and keep them away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such an aspect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it should be done profusely. And like now as mentioned by Hassan said, that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo tu chup ke karta hai ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. That you may be in privacy, you may be totally alone, you may have everything at your disposal, that nobody will come to know, it is only me and my actions, then also to realize that some being is watching me, some being is well aware of my every action. Now the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is settled into the heart, now to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become easy. Now to fulfill the rights and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will it become easy, it will become a pleasure. That other people will say, this person is putting himself to so much difficulty. Our Sheikh gives a beautiful example on Chapati Beach in Bombay, where they sell the chevro full of masala, and it is, when a person is eating it, now you see the water is coming from his eyes, and it's coming from his nose, as if it is coming from his ears, and everything. And you think this person is putting himself to so much difficulty. Why doesn't he stop? But you see, when he finished it, he now goes and buys another packet. And then you tell him, "Bhai, what are you doing to yourself? Stop." You say, "You also have a packet," and then you will realize what it is. So when a person will come into the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another person will see that we are going to be watching cricket, and we are going to be watching for our football, and we are going to be doing this, and we are going on a picnic, and we are going on all that. No, I'll go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll sit in the masjid. I'll read my Quran Sharif. 15 minutes before the adhan is already in the masjid. Namaz is far. We're all going for salah. We'll go. There's still 15 minutes for jama'ah. No, let me go away. I'll sit and read Quran Sharif. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is settled into his heart. Person will think that this person is, he's putting himself to so much difficulty. But he realizes that this is my success. He realizes that my bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's just a pleasure. Now it is just enjoyable. To be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be, like Mawlana Sayyid Sulaiman Nabi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, when he came into the khanqa of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, that wada milne ka shab-e akhir mein hai. That, oh Allah, your promise of meeting, that we can speak and pour our hearts out to you, is in the last hours of the night, in the twilight hours, the wee hours of the night, the last portion of the night. Subah sahi intizar shami. Now the sun is only when I just read my Fajr Salah. It's time only for the Ishraq. I'm already waiting for that time. Why? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now coming to the heart. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we sit in the company of the Ahlullah, our Dada Shaykh, Arif Billah, when we zamana, Tabriz al-Waq, Hazrat Shaykh, Mawlana, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, that If your parents, your lineage, your ancestors, your descendants, whatever you have acquired, your wealth, this and that, whatever it be, all those things which Allah mentioned, I have become more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more beloved to you than the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more beloved to you than your deen, etc., then wait. Wait for what? فَتَرَبَّسُوا wait. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ For the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to pass, then he says, that don't become scared with love. From this ayah we can see that to have love for these things, it's natural. It's natural that a person will have love for his children. As our Shaykh always says, that the neighbor's child comes and asks you for spending everything, you're gonna shout. But your own child comes and you're gonna give him extra, you'll ask for something, you'll give him even more. There's love there. So it's natural that we have love for these things. That's why Allah is speaking about the love of these things. That if you have love for your lineage and your descendants, etc., more than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so make your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 51% and the love for these things 49%, then you will not be included in that category. This we will learn from the Ahlullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this.